But first, we wander into the Ticket Classic Audio Vault.
All right, Miller Man, welcome, by the way. Look at this. Climate-controlled, yeah. Humidity-controlled. We even keep cigars in here. Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Although I think that those are two separate principles. For audio and video, you want no humidity, and for cigars, you want plenty.
Yeah.
All right, so we kind of screwed that up. Anyway, I got a letter here from P1 Susan.
Oh.
She says, hey, Durham and Spillner. Well, that's not exactly accurate. Could you guys please replay the pranks that you did on old traffic girl Barb Smith? Thank you. And then she attached a picture of herself. Look, you can see her top spilling out of a cocktail dress there. That's nice. Well, thank you so much for that, Susan. Yes, we can play those pranks that we did on Barb Smith, the old traffic girl. And when you say old, was Barb really old? She was like, what, 48 when she worked here?
You called her that constantly.
I did not.
Something like that.
I just thought she was too old to have a baby at the time when she did. And I let her know that. So this is a prank that I think Corby engineered this. I don't know where it exactly came from, but they put fake copy at the end of her traffic reports, fake sponsors that she had to read. And Barb, this was before Alexis Smith, Barb was so... Is the word dumb? What's the word I'm looking for here?
That's what you used to call her, yeah.
Gullible? That she would just read whatever you put in front of her, and she just assumed these were real sponsors. So take a listen to this first one and tell me if you would have spotted that you're reading a fake sponsor.
360 heading north at Division. The right line has blocked your jam to Arkansas. This report has been brought to you also by Heaven's Gate Barbecue. Heaven's Gate Barbecue. When St. Peter asks you if you're ready to see Jesus or have some ribs from Heaven's Gate, tell him you want the dang ribs. And Jesus loves their chicken. Heaven's Gate Barbecue. With a ticket, stick it up your top five traffic. I'm Barb Smith.
Okay, how? No business would have that as a copy point.
And if you're working at the ticket, you know, okay, these guys are up to something.
Right.
But it doesn't dawn on her.
No. Jesus. Heaven's Gate, a known cult that committed suicide. All right. What about this one? See if you would have sniffed this one out.
This report is brought to you by the Pickle Association of America. The Pickle Association of America. Hungry for a dill? Tell your girlfriend to shove a dill in your mouth. Ooh, pickles. Give me a big one. With the ticket, stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm already <Smith. laughs>
But, you know, radio copy is getting more and more idiocracy.
You're exactly right. How many liners or commercials for products are they doing the bleep out cussing bit?
Yeah.
And just sounds so trashy.
Mm-hmm. How could you believe there was an American Pickle Association?
I bet you there is.
I believe that.
No,
but their slogan wouldn't be get your girlfriend to shove a dill down your mouth.
Right. Now, Rich, you have some liner you read for a ticker sponsor that's an orgasmic sandwich or something?
It's Mr. Yeah. G's, home of the orgasmic sandwich.
Yeah, so see, we're kind of getting there.
What are they doing? What are they? And they,
well,
sponsor porn birthday every day
at 3:10.
Gosh. Mm. What's some of their copy points for Mr. G's orgasmic sandwich?
Nothing other than that.
Okay.
Just it's the home of the orgasmic sandwich.
All right, here's another Barb Smith copy point read.
North and 35, the North Freeway, right there at Basswood in the normal backup, there's an accident blocking the right side. This report is brought to you by the Republican National Party. Your local elections are coming up soon, and isn't it time you came over to our side? Have a hot Carl and vote Republican. With a ticket, stick it up your tailpipe
and
traffic on Barb Smith.
The joke behind that one was she was a staunch Democrat. I mean, it just galled her to read anything positive about Republicans. This product, there's no... Now, certainly she caught on at this point, but still read it just to make sure.
This report is brought to you by... Doo-doo be gone. Doo-doo be gone. Will you... Do you suffer from chronic diarrhea? I think... Oh, gosh. Then run, don't walk, to your local pharmacy. And as for Doo-doo be gone will fix your dirty diarrhea problem for good. For kids, there's poo-poo away. Pediatricians, I can't believe I'm reading this. Pediatricians recommend it. Have you ever thought about it? With a ticket, stick it up your toe like traffic on Barb Smith.
They put the George Jean in there. Have you ever thought about it?
She's not the only one who couldn't believe she was reading that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good Lord.
So did she, at that point, did she know she was being pranked?
Or? I still don't I think they had to break it to her.
Yeah, I think they had to break it to
she
her.
She thought it was crazy, and then I think they finally were laughing so hard, they finally...
Run,
okay, look,
don't walk.
You know, and I love having Alexis on board here because she's so, so very good to look at. So nice to look at. But Barb was the funniest to prank.
Yeah.
Barb was the funniest to make her sit in a chair that had an air horn up under it.
She'd do it repeatedly.
And watch her get shocked. I don't know if we have the air. We don't have the air. They didn't make it over. But that had the funniest Giorgio laugh of all time. Yeah. Haven't heard you laugh that hard.
Middle of a live spot, he's doing.
Yeah. That's right. All, yeah. All about to happen.
Oh, we do have it.
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Listen to George as his voice starts cracking as he's doing this live spot because he knows that Barb is walking in the room about to sit in a chair that had an air horn taped up under it. So when her body weight compressed the chair down, it hits the button on the air horn, and it was loud.
Make the clear choice. The Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. 972-258-6400. And remember... When it comes to... Good times. Call the Tylock.
Oh, my God.
Now, and that was that day was really funny because then after we got Barb with it, we tucked it over into the area where Norm was about to sit down for crosstalk.
He did not like it.
And Norm couldn't figure out, I mean, he sat on it a couple times and it made a noise, and he never figured out he needed to switch chairs. So finally, he figures out that this chair is going to keep doing this to him as he's trying to make his serious sports points. So he stands up and he throws the chair back into the wall. I don't know if we got that one or not.
God, that was funny.
Oh, that was funny. Norm just talking and just
because he fights with chairs anyway.
Yeah,
he hates chairs.
He fights with every inanimate object he comes in contact with.
Computers, chairs.
He throws stuff around.
Printers.
Have you ever known a 70-year-old man to throw as many tantrums as Norm does?
And that's
got to be because he's an only child, right? All right, let's take a listen. This is Norm getting pranked with the air horn chair.
The Yankees can pay $225 million a year in salary and make money. If Tom Hicks pays $225 million a year, even as rich as Tom Hicks is, he takes the gas. And, yes, I'd like to see the Rangers spend more, but... If you spent money on last year's team or this year's team, last year's team was way more deserving of... Way more deserving.
Groove is coming and getting your chair.
Oh my God, it's so tense!
Listen to the pause.
I know it.
His face is red as a tomato.
He's just fuming.
It was
the guys in there.
His mustache was standing on end.
So you can get further into it than we did before.
Not easily.
Oh, no, man. But yeah, the guys in there, his producer at the time is laughing, and then sees that Norm is not laughing, and then he has to bring it back down.
So one guy runs out of the studio, and the other guy says, "Sure, Norm, it's okay.
We'll get you another chair.
Don't kill us all.
We're getting another chair for you right now, buddy." So there you go. Classic pranks in the audio vault. Thank you, Susan, for your email. And send more pictures of yourself.
No, don't do that.